I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. The Salt Lake County DA says a unified police officer was justified in shooting a man who had just fired at him. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
He's down on the ground.
It started when one officer checked on Eric Pechtel after a crash. D.A. Simgill says Pechtel started running away from that officer.
Mr. Pechtel reached down his pants, actually his shorts, and told Officer Hutkins that he had a gun.
Gill says the officer used his taser, which had no effect. The two got into a scuffle. The officer's gun reportedly fell to the ground, and Pechtel picked it up. One video shows Pechtel pointed it at another officer, then fired one round.
Mr. Pechtel told investigators, quote, "I never wanted to hurt him. I wanted him to kill me."
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Bear Fire is still chewing up the brush. The fire near Helper, Utah, has consumed 8,300 acres, and it's only 5% contained. There are lane restrictions now on Highway 6. The fire, by the way, was caused by lightning. There are 5 active wildfires burning across the state right now. Utah fire officials say they haven't seen conditions like this since the 1930s. We now know the name of the 18-year-old who drowned in a Midvale swimming pool, Gabe Hickenlooper. Paramedics performed CPR, but there was nothing they could do.
Unified Fire says this happened last night at 978 East South Union Avenue. This is the second reported drowning this week after a 14-year-old boy died earlier this week in Springville during a water polo team practice. The Red Cross says to make sure everyone in your family learns to swim well. Never leave a young child attended near water. Have appropriate equipment such as reaching or throwing tools, a cell phone, life jackets, and a first aid kit.
It's KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson. KSL's top national stories. Police have identified the gunman who killed himself and 2 others at a Florida grocery store yesterday. The Palm Beach County Sheriff says Tim Wall left clues on Facebook about what was coming.
There was a chance this could be stopped. You know why? The reason is he's on Facebook. He has said, "I want to kill people and children." He's got friends. Obviously, they saw that.
Wall killed a 1-year-old and the child's grandmother before taking his own life. He didn't know either of his victims. Another off-duty cop has been arrested in connection with the attack on the Capitol. This is a Chicago police officer who allegedly took part in the breach, and the mayor of Chicago isn't holding back.
A Chicago police officer, bringing a total disgrace to the badge.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Chicago cop Carol Cheswick, who was relieved of duty about a week ago. For the first time ever, Oregon expelled one of its lawmakers.
Republican State Representative Mike Nierman was caught on tape appearing to coach his supporters on how to subvert security at the state capitol.
If you say, "I'm at the west entrance during the session," and text to that number there, that somebody might exit that door while you're standing there.
That was in December. Several weeks later, surveillance video showed Nierman doing exactly that, leaving the door open to allow protesters inside the building. Nierman has been charged with criminal trespass and official misconduct, and his fellow lawmakers have now voted to expel him from the chamber. Jeff Pogela, ABC News.
Attorneys general from 22 states are asking the Supreme Court to keep the eviction moratorium in place. A federal judge ended the moratorium and extended it until June. CNBC is reporting 11 million people are behind on the rent. Even as coronavirus cases and deaths drop, the U.S. hit a grim new milestone in this pandemic.
As cities like Chicago and Philadelphia end coronavirus restrictions, a reminder the pandemic is far from over. The death toll in the U.S. has reached 600,000. The National Cathedral tolled its bell 600 times Thursday evening, once for every 1,000 American lives lost. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
KSL News Time 504. Some changes are coming at Intermountain Hospital soon as Monday. Dr. Eddie Stenium says they're relaxing some of their COVID restrictions.
As we are seeing improving case counts, as we're seeing increase in vaccination, we also need to relax some of our guidelines.
The guidelines they're relaxing, they're lowering the age of visitors allowed. It was 18. Now anyone over the age of 12 will be able to visit hospital patients and two visitors at a time in most cases. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We turn it over to Ricky Meese.
That's going to be Ogden Canyon SR-39. That remains closed at this time due to a serious crash. It is closed in both directions between Pine View and the mouth of the canyon. So you do need to plan an alternate route. Heavy delays in Davis and Weber counties on the drive. If you're on northbound Legacy Parkway, it is parked in, packed in going from Woods Cross up to the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says they're now going to work to preserve the area of the former Hill Cumorah pageant. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
The church says over the decades-long project, they'll plant trees, trails, and have learning stations along the hill in New York, which during the pageant had a series of stages.
We have the opportunity now to take the Hill Cumorah and try to return it more to a natural setting.
Church historian Elder LeGrand Curtis says they want to preserve the sacredness of the area where they say Joseph Smith received visitations containing record of what's now known as the Book of Mormon. The church also announcing today For the Strength of Youth conferences will be happening again next summer. They've been postponed for the last 2 years. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
If you think you've been paying more for food like groceries, you have been paying more. Prices have jumped at an annualized rate of 5% last month. ABC's chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis reports it's the biggest jump we've seen since 2008.
The price of clothing up 5.6%. Airfares, everybody suddenly wants to travel this summer. Airfare and ticket prices up 24%. And you look at hotels and motels, they're feeling it too, up 9% on prices there. Gasoline, this is another one. We were barely using gasoline a year ago in lockdown. Now, as we've reopened, we're using more of it, and the price is up 56%.
Some people tell KSL they had to shop at several different stores to find lower prices on food. Utah Food Bank CEO Jeanette Bott says demand at pantries spiked in March of last year, and it's never really died down, so they're worried.
Now we're coming into the summer months. June, July, and August, even pre-pandemic, are the months during the year that we see the highest demand. Kids are out of school. Parents are having to supply more meals.
Other people say property taxes are becoming too much to handle since they're tied to property values that are skyrocketing. KSL News Time 5:08. Did somebody mention property values? My minute of news now. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. Crazy. That's a word we use to describe the Utah real estate market. Multiple offers, bidding wars. It's just crazy. Except it's not. If you want to see a real estate market that's completely bonkers, you have to go to Moscow. In the Russian capital, you put your house on the market. You find a buyer, and there's one last step you have to take before closing. I kid you not. You have to be examined by a psychologist. And when you show up at the closing, you'd better bring your certificate of sanity stamped by a doctor or no deal. They do this because of crooked real estate agents who conspire with the homeowner to sell their property. After they get paid, the homeowner runs to the court and says, "I was temporarily insane when I made the deal." The deal gets nullified as if it never happened. The seller keeps the buyer's money, and there's the scam. But it gets worse. You know the old real estate rule, location, location, location. The New York Times reports one group of Russian real estate agents went looking for a quiet waterfront property. For what purpose? To dump the bodies of their customers. These agents would sell your home, put the proceeds in escrow, take you on a friendly hunting trip near a lake, and then they'd make a killing. Russian police say at least 9 people have been swindled and murdered, so the next time you think the Salt Lake real estate market is kind of crazy, think again.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. SR-39 Ogden Canyon still closed. Lynn will give you an update on that. Salt Lake County drivers, you have a little bit of busy traffic both directions on the 21st South Freeway at 7200 and 6200 West. But really, the only delays we're seeing on your Salt Lake County freeways, that's going to be southbound I-15 going from Murray just after 45th South down to 90th South in Sandy. And then we also have a surface street crash with injuries. This is going to be 33rd South at 3rd West, another one at 5600 West and 33rd South. Michelle?
Well, we're looking at good speeds, I-15 in Utah County, seeing a little bit of building traffic on Pioneer Crossing, mostly just west of the freeway in American Fork. And southbound Redwood Road, also seeing a little bit of slowing from SR-73 into Saratoga Springs. Len?
As Ricky's been reporting, the SR-39 Ogden Canyon closed from the mouth of the canyon to Pine View Reservoir due to that serious crash there. And you can now take your alternative, which is I-84 over to Mountain Green and head up Trappers Loop 167 to get up to Huntsville and Eden. Davis County is looking pretty rough, but looking a little bit better as you make your way northbound I-15. It's a little sluggish from Bountiful to Parrish Lane, also on Legacy Parkway as you head toward I-15, but it's getting better. And then you're open up on I-15 until Lagoon, where it slows, the aperture closes again through Kaysville and Layton up to Antelope Drive. Highway 89 is still slow as you take the split up to Kaysville 200 North, and then it improves from there. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, they'll evaluate your situation, show you available options, then happily do the work you choose. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9's. Kevin Eubank now with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. This is an hour-by-hour description as we head towards Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures in the upper 70s under sunny skies will stay there for 6 and 7 o'clock, mid-70s for 8, low 70s for 9, and upper 60s for 10. Ultimate lows will be in the upper 50s under clear skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
I want to check the temperature here briefly. Give me a moment. Yeah, 75 degrees in Salt Lake, 80 in Provo, and sunset tonight comes at 9 o'clock on the dot. KSL News Time 512. The family of a Louisiana black man killed by Baton Rouge police in 2016 will get millions after his death.
A $4.5 million settlement with the city of Baton Rouge and Alton Sterling's 5 children. Sterling family attorneys say the settlement will allow the city to heal, also praising policy changes that came after his death.
Don't you move, I'm gonna shoot you in your fucking head, you hear me? Don't you fucking move!
The 37-year-old black man was shot and killed in 2016 after being confronted by 2 white officers outside a convenience store following a 911 call about a man selling CDs.
Alton never threw a punch, a kick, anything.
Family attorney L. Chris Stewart in 2018 says Sterling was shot in 60 seconds. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
If you visit Yellowstone National Park, you could be able to try out driverless electric cars. The park launched its new automated shuttle system this week. There are now 2 8-passenger cube-shaped cars being tested at Canyon Village. Nevada's governor signed a bill this afternoon changing when that state holds its primaries.
The bill bumps Nevada ahead of Iowa and New Hampshire for primary voting. It's long been a push from former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and ultimately it means in Nevada, a much more diverse state will set the tone in primary voting. The DNC will have to weigh in on this timetable, but this bill would bump the state's primary up to the first Tuesday in February. Republicans in early states have already spoken out against the change. Alex Preche, ABC News, Washington.
One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, dozens of people complained the sand on a beach was turning the soles of their feet black, and now we know why. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live now. Kira, solve the mystery.
Jeff Beachwalker said it was like they had walked through charcoal on York Beach in southern Maine. People tried to scrape and scrub off the smudge, but it only partly came off. The New York Times reports this was happening in neighboring New Hampshire as well. Though people thought it was algae or oil, but no, it's actually millions of tiny black kelp flies feeding off decaying seaweed that's died along this swath of beach. Apparently, the insect carcasses contain a naturally occurring pigment. Don't worry, it doesn't pose any health concerns to human. Scientists are uncertain if it's bad for dogs, though. Beach vacationers are looking for ways to get the stain off. They say dish soap nor baby wipes have worked, Jeff.
Great. Fly corpses. Trending on social media, the local school board in Randolph, New Jersey, a town of 25,000, where they've stripped all the holiday names off the school calendar out of fears the names might offend some people. So gone are New Year's, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Instead, all holidays, which the kids have off, have exactly the same name. Memorial Day, Columbus Day, all of them are called Day Off. KSL News Time 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an officer-involved shooting in Holiday is deemed as justified. The DA says the suspect clearly pointed a gun at officers and even fired one round. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Intermountain Healthcare is loosening up visitor policies. Visitors age 12 and over will now be allowed in most cases. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's still Ogden Canyon. SR 39 closed in both directions due to a nasty crash. Crews are going to be on the scene investigating that accident for a while. We have no estimated time as to when it will reopen. It's closed in both directions between the mouth of the canyon and Pineview. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pretty pleasant today, but get ready for hot temperatures. I'm Kevin Eubank.
75 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Tech giants confirmed they were ordered by the Trump Justice Department to hand over phone records and other data for two congressional Democrats. Apple and Microsoft's announcements come as the Justice Department's internal watchdog announced its own investigation.
The Justice Department's Inspector General will investigate the subpoenas for Apple iPhone data from the accounts of two Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee who were critical of contacts between the Trump White House and Russia. Former Virginia Republican Congressman Denver Riggleman called it disturbing.
The scary part's going to be if it's just Democrats that were being investigated, this looks like a partisan shell game.
The inspector general will review whether the subpoenas were based on improper considerations as prosecutors at the time conducted a leak investigation. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says his department will protect the right to vote.
The right to vote is the cornerstone of our democracy, the right from which all other rights ultimately flow.
More than a dozen states have passed laws which make it harder to do so. The Pentagon's restoring funding for $2 billion that former President Trump reallocated for border wall construction.
To restore funding in this fiscal year for 66 projects in 16 countries, 11 states, and three territories.
Spokesman John Kirby says projects for military families will get some of that money. He wanted to kill people, including children. That's what the gunman in yesterday's deadly shooting at a Florida grocery store had posted on Facebook. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw.
That's how this could have been prevented. If somebody would have let us know who he is, we would have contacted him, see if he's got a gun, get him into mental health, and you wouldn't have two people dead. That's how it's supposed to work, and that's how it can work if people will only get involved.
The shooter, identified as Timothy Wall, killed a one-year-old and the child's grandmother and then took his own life. Stocks closed higher today. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth, the Utah Division of Water Resources, is changing its water usage recommendations to what it calls survival watering. Spokeswoman Kim Wells says get used to not seeing bright green lawns this summer.
Because the conditions of the drought have intensified and have not let up yet,
We have now switched over to an extreme drought watering guide where we're in survival mode and not necessarily looking for green lush lawn. The guide currently recommends watering twice a week for northern Utah and three times a week for southern Utah. And your grass is not going to be green, and it's going to enter dormancy during those times of drought and high temperatures, but it will recover when conditions improve.
The division is highly encouraging Utahns to cut back on watering because there really just isn't enough water.
Streams statewide are flowing at less than 50% of normal, and our reservoir levels are 15% lower than this time last year, and 21 out of 42 of our largest reservoirs are below 55%. Some of our reservoirs are doing okay, but others could run dry this season.
Bypassing even one sprinkler session on a typical quarter-acre lot saves about 3,000 gallons of water. KSL News Time, 519. There's your in-depth. Now it's Triple Team Traffic. Let's get you home for the weekend, and here's Ricky Meese.
SR 39, Ogden Canyon, still closed for about a five-mile stretch due to a really bad accident. The crash has been affecting traffic for a while, but the closure will be in place until further notice, both directions between Pine View and the mouth of the canyon. You may want to use Trapper's Loop as an alternate or the North Ogden Divide. Now, a little closer to home in Salt Lake County, delays continue southbound I-15. Not too bad, but they stretch from Murray between 4500 South and 90th South. Also, a crash at 33rd South and 3rd West. Michelle?
Well, we're busy on 5600 West. This is between I-80 at the 201 freeway, Bankator Highway, some scattered delays in Taylorsville, again, South Jordan into Riverton. And still looking good, I-15 in Utah County. Len?
As you make your way into Davis and Weber counties, it's easing up a bit, a little bit slow in Centerville, but much better now. Once you get to Farmington, however, it is very slow from Burton Lane all the way through Kaysville and Layton up to about Hillfield Road, almost to Antelope Drive. Now your southbound drive through Weber County is looking better. It's a little bit slow from Riverdale down to Clinton. Otherwise, Highway 89 is slow coming off the split there up to Kaysville and again as you make your way toward SR 193 and again to I-84. As you make your way this afternoon, get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines in the 7 day forecast. Now it's unbelievable. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the next 7 days, get ready for a stretch of extra hot temperatures. Tonight, mostly clear and 58, 93 and sunny on Saturday, well above the normal of 82, but then 100 degrees Sunday, and that starts a stretch of five consecutive days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, of 100 degrees or hotter in Salt Lake City. It will be a record-breaking stretch. Temperatures in the overnight stay in the upper 60s and low 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We haven't even gotten to July. It's 75 degrees in Salt Lake. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com, KSL News Time, 521.
Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. With over 40 offices in 14 states, Ide Bailey offers an extensive range of services for a number of industries, including construction, dealerships, financial institutions, healthcare, and more. Ted Hill, partner at Ide Bailey, is here with the details.
Ide Bailey is a top 25 CPA and advisory firm helping the middle market grow and thrive. We'll work with you to imagine what's possible and bring that vision to life. When you're planning in an ever-changing environment, we are here to help you navigate complex compliance requirements, optimize operations, invest in digital transformation, and plan for the future. We're Utah's largest accounting and advisory firm with offices across the Wasatch Front. We provide audit and tax services as well as our expanded services, including accounting services, cost segregation studies, employee benefits, healthcare reform consulting, and wealth management. We're focused on the future, so we specialize in business outsourcing, cybersecurity consulting, technology consulting, data analytics, and more. We want our clients to feel prepared, so we work hard to help provide solutions around their needs so they can achieve their business goals. With more than 2,500 staff across the nation, Foundation, we're also committed to our Inclusion and Diversity Initiative. Our mission is to create an environment where we build a workforce that is reflective of the communities in which we work. We're proud of the work we're doing and look forward to contributing toward our community's growth.
Hyde Bailey is dedicated to equipping clients with tools and knowledge they need to succeed. Visit HydeBailey.com for more information. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
TSA is currently hiring transportation security officers at Salt Lake City International Airport, and they're offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus. No previous experience is required. You'll get great federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Learn more at TSA's recruiting event on June 18th and 19th at Salt Lake Marriott downtown at City Creek, 9 to 3 each day. To get details, text SLC to 954. That's SLC to 95495.
Okay, you've done it. You called the dirt bag and they brought you your garden soil and compost delivered right to your home. All the plants have been planted and are growing like crazy, but just one problem. The finishing touches. The thing that sets your landscaping apart. Decorative mulch. Your choice of dark brown, black, or natural, or top dress with organic mountain compost in dark rich color will make your shrubs and flowers pop while enriching your existing soil. And it's delivered right to you without all the labor. All you do is get on the internet or phone, and then they'll deliver your mulch right to your driveway. A cubic yard sealable bag so you can use it when you want to, one shovel at a time, or a truckload of mulch in bulk delivered right to your home. You can also save time and money by going to their location where they'll fill up your truck or trailer for you. Just call or get online, and then conveniently get the beautiful garden you want with the one dirt bag you'll love. TheDirtBag.com. TheDirtBag.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Not quite runaway inflation, but consumer prices are rising enough to notice. The cost of household furnishings is up more than 1% last month, and the cost of food rose at an annual rate of 5%. During the last month. The now-defunct MoviePass may have been making it harder for people to use their memberships. The FTC suggests the former $10 subscription service changed the passwords of its frequent users so that they couldn't buy movie tickets. KSL Drive's electric planes are almost here. American Airlines has a pre-order for up to 250 electric airplanes from a UK startup. They're quieter. A stable day on Wall Street. The Dow ups 13 points, ending the week at 34,479. The S&P gained 8. The NASDAQ was up 49 points. KSL News Time 526. A new study suggests dogs might know when you're lying to them.
We know that dogs are man's best friend, but now they may also be more aware than what we think. A new study out of Japan reveals that dogs can sense if humans are trustworthy. Researchers say dogs will stop following someone's cues if they decide that person is unreliable, something cats already do, but also proof that dogs' sophisticated social intelligence is more evolved than we think. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.